Now, Matt, the last couple of weeks we've seen Jerod Mayo's tackle total spike a little bit. What have you noticed from Jerod over the past few weeks that maybe have contributed to that increase?
I think Jerod's approach is the same every week. I think he comes in and he works hard. I think he's a great student of the game, and I think, he really wants to try to do things the right way. So, I think he's just out there and doing what we ask him to do, and, every week that might be different, but I think he's, just trying to do the best he can. So happy to see the production, but, more importantly, just the defense and the team as winning is what we look for.
Matt, admittedly, the sample size is pretty small at this stage of their professional careers, but talk a little bit about what you've seen so far through the first four games from both Brandon Spikes and Jermaine Cunningham.
I think you said it exactly right. I think they're both, early in their careers. I think they, are working hard to improve every day, and that's the most important thing we have to ask of them is to try to get better, to work hard. Be professional and go out and do their job, which they've done, and they do work very hard at it. I'm very pleased with that, but they've got a lot of learning left to do, a lot of improving, and just trying to get better every day.
What fundamentals specifically do you like, or what skills do you like from Cunningham the most?
I think Jermaine has a wide range of skills and that we're looking for at that position. I think he's got a good body type for the position. I think, he's got a good combination of power and some speed and quickness. And depends on the situation when he can use what skill. But, I think overall he's just still trying to learn the position and, figure out the right technique and the proper, the proper use of everything that we're asking him to do.
Matt, when you look at the defense, can you pinpoint one thing for some of the struggles on third down?
I don't think we really pinpoint one thing. I think everybody's just got to do their job better and try to, do everything that we're asking them to do a little bit more detailed and precise. And I think that's what you try to do every day you come to work is to try to get better in every avenue, whether it's third down or whatever. And I think, you're just trying to tighten it down, and as we go here, hopefully we're doing a better job of just getting better at those individual details.
As you start the game planning process for the game against the Ravens, where do they hurt you, Matt, when you look at what they do offensively? What are some of the areas that you identify and say, we're going to have to stop this to have a chance here?
Sure, I think there's a lot of things that the Ravens do. I think they're offensively, I think they're playing real well right now. They have a lot of weapons, both in the skill positions, at the running back position, at the tight end position, and at the offensive line. So, and their fullback's pretty good, too. So I think you got to be prepared to handle all of it. I think they do a good job of mixing it up week in, week out. And, I'm sure we're going to get a heavy dose of everything.
Matt, were even you surprised a little bit at where Rob Ninkovich's production is? I mean, he came in last year during camp as sort of just a random, it seemed a random camp body, a guy who really hadn't latched on anywhere, and then he's making two interceptions and, sort of become a key part of the defense. Does that even surprise you a little bit?
I think, you got to give Rob credit for coming in and working hard and trying to do his job and getting better every day. I think, we put whoever out there and ask him to do a job. I think, they all take it very seriously, and that's what they're trying to do is trying to, get better and do whatever it is we ask of them. So, I'm happy that he had the production he had, and he was able to do what we were asking him to do. But I think, really what we're just trying to do right now is move forward and look ahead and hopefully get ready to, play well against Baltimore.
Now, what did you do over the bye week in terms of, watching the rest of the league? Anything you catch up on from a league perspective?
I think, what you try to do is just take a good look at what you're doing and your, what's kind of happened over the last couple weeks and hopefully try to improve that and take a little bit of time analyzing and you know, trying to get better, really, is what you're trying to do every day, is go out there and improve and get better and correct it and, you know, just feel like you're moving ahead and moving forward and progressing as a defense.
So what have you liked about what you guys have done, and where do you need improvement, do you think?
I think I like the way our guys work. Our guys work really hard. I think they come out here, they have a great professional attitude about everything, and they understand that, you know, they're going to work hard and you know, just try to get everything right. Our guys take a lot of pride in trying to do things the right way, and you just got to be real thankful you have a group like that that, you know, takes pride in their work.
Matt, how about the flip side of that question, maybe an area that you pinpoint and say, you know, we've got to get better there?
Well, I think you try to get better in all areas. I think, you know, there's some that are better than others, and the ones that aren't so good you're going to work hard at. But I think in general, I think what you try to do is you just try to improve overall as a defense the best you can.
Matt, how much do you use last year's playoff game with the Ravens as a tool for this year's defense or this year's linebackers?
I think any time you play a team more than once in a season, or you know, the last time you played them, you certainly take a look at that film and you want to try to go back and analyze it and see what it looked like and try to figure out what you could do better and what was good and what wasn't. And so I think any time you play a team, you know, you're always going to go back and check the film from the previous. Obviously, you can combine that with all the great things that Baltimore's doing this year right now and try to figure out the best plan of attack. So, you know, it's definitely something we do with every team.
Take a final question.
Matt, from a league perspective, any trend stand out to you through the first 5 weeks of the season? Anything from just overall NFL view that has struck you?
I don't really think anything in particular that I can come up with off the top of my head. From a league perspective, you know, we're pretty focused on our jobs and doing what we're trying to do and trying to get better at doing what we do. So, you know, nothing that sticks out.
As far as I know Stacey said last question, but you talked some about Cunningham's development. What Spikes have you liked specifically? I mean, I know he talked about some things he's trying to improve on, like maybe recognizing refining the tight end in pass coverage and a couple other things like that. Where have you seen Spikes need to improve, and what have you liked about him?
You know, I like Brandon's approach to, you know, coming in and working hard every day. I think, you know, he knows that, you know, in all areas we're going to try to improve and try to just get him, you know, playing in a, you know, NFL defense. So I think he's doing a great job at it. I think he's working hard to get better, and, you know, we'll continue to work the fundamentals and the techniques that we're asking him to do, and, you know, that's really where it's got to start.
All right, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.